Capstone. What follows is what I learned from each of our Capstone presenters. But before I get to that, allow me to say, Capstone feels different when you're a parent of an eighth grader. A huge part of that feeling is due to the fact that you've lived the journey of it all, and know just what a pinnacle the community is reaching together. And there's great power in the knowledge that your child is contributing to that pinnacle moment. There's power, too, in the unspoken, or occasionally spoken, acknowledgement between parents of all the hard work and dedication it has taken to arrive at this moment. Come to think of it, the power of the capstone moment can be found in all sorts of unsuspecting places. The eyes of a proud mentor, the raised hand of a curious first grader, the electricity in the air as everyone files into the kiva, each of Jen's delightful metaphors about the triad of the capstone journey, the collective voice and agency of an eighth grade ready to change the world, the deep breath and smile that washes over every presenter as they conclude their presentation. The power of Capstone was everywhere last week. And here's what I learned from each of our eighth grade presenters. From Sophie M., I learned that there are many lessons we might take from the heightened emotional intelligence of elephants, but among the most critical is the importance of compassion. I also learned that Sophie sets a high standard for capstone presentations, precisely what we needed from our first presenter of the year. From Eli B., I learned that the history of plastic, for all of the multi-purpose functionality that led to its rise, may take the lion's share of the responsibility for the climate change our world is experiencing today. I also learned that with students as passionate as Eli at the helm and a bit of biodegradable silk dental floss, the solution for a healthier world will be led by Belmont Day alumni. From Everett D., I learned that in a world where global citizenship is widely recognized as a critical skill for success, Everett is well prepared with his study and understanding of Esperanto, the language of hope. I learned, too, that many of the reasons we needed the language when it was created more than a century ago are still here today, and the need for hope remains just as critical. From Alice M., I learned that there is much more than meets the eye that goes into a successful performance on Broadway, or off-Broadway, or off-off-Broadway. I learned, too, that we will all be able to say, I knew Alice back when she was a student at BDS, which will serve us well when we watch her name go up in lights. From Elena D.C., I learned that there's a widening gap between the media's representation of OCD and the actual and real challenges of an obsessive-compulsive disorder, to the detriment of its treatment. I learned, too, that sometimes Capstone can feel as much like a college lecture as it can an eighth-grade presentation. Teach on, Professor Elena. From Jasmine, I learned that the same conflicted experience adults have when they think of their teenagers on social media is shared by many of the children themselves. I learned, too, that Jasmine can help us all to find the opportunity for expression through social media. From Sonia K., I learned that the science behind the experience of conjoined twins is equally fascinating, burgeoning, ethically complicated, and now visible through Sonia's masterful understanding of 3D printing and technical design. I also learned that our 8th grade students are close to each other, like taped together at the waist at the request of Sonia and simultaneously brushing their teeth next to one another close. From Brennan, I learned that vertical forests in major cities may play a crucial role in helping to mitigate pollution and save the planet. I also realized just how quickly one might forget that Brennan began his career at BDS with a capstone visit a year ago, and how powerful coming full circle must have felt to him. From Avery, I learned that the International Space Station is the size of a football field and would require an incredibly rigorous training process to visit someday. I learned, too, that despite my curiosity and aspirations to be an astronaut someday, it probably makes more sense for me to keep my day job. From Paul L., I learned that there are 70,000 ACL injuries in skiing each year due, in part, to the antiquated design of the bindings on downhill skis. I also learned that Paul may have a career as an extreme skier slash YouTuber somewhere in his not-so-distant future. From Sophie D., I learned about the importance of explicitly teaching vulnerability to our teenage students at a time when they feel it and need it most. I also learned that in Sophie, the world may have the perfect spokesperson for the power of vulnerability and the importance of courage. From Kayleen, I learned that our fears of snakes may be unnecessarily exaggerated and that culture plays an important role in understanding difference. I also learned that some of my own fears are more deeply entrenched than others, like snakes. From Ellie K., I learned that sometimes what a student chooses in Capstone leads to new and undiscovered areas of interest, as Ellie taught us about sports injuries, but discovered a passion for medical imaging. I learned, too, the power of connection within our community that can occur when an 8th grade student interviews a pre-K and K parent. From Dylan S., I learned that the Mars colonization may not simply be the stuff of science fiction novels anymore, and that we may live to see its first inhabitants. I learned also that given the opportunity, Dylan would gladly be among those colonists and would have a leg up on finding the best sleeping pod once he gets there. From Vivian, I learned that the U.S. is investing 1,106 times as many resources in NASA as they are in the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and yet we barely know as much about our oceans as we do about space. I learned also how powerful the connection between a human, in this case Vivian, and nature, in this case the ocean, can be. From Eden, I learned that in the world of therapeutic resources, there are few that rival the companionship and support of a dog. I learned also that the power of pack mentality extends beyond the tundra, and that unbeknownst to most dog owners, they are simply part of their pet's pack. From Izzy, I learned that the Renaissance is not merely the cultural dawning the world experienced in the 15th or 16th century, but that it has extended into the cartoon world as well, and that our children may have lived through the cartoon Renaissance without even realizing it. I learned, too, that Izzy may be destined for a career not only as a scriptwriter for cartoons herself, but as the author, perhaps, of the next great renaissance in the art form known as cartoon. From Philip, I learned that the same frontiersmanship that leads us to explore the possibility of colonizing Mars once led 4 prominent explorers to discover and map Antarctica. I also learned that Philip may have a career as an Iditarod driver-in-waiting. Mush, mush! From Sebastian, I learned that while the prospect of the 6th extinction may be upon us, and spoiler alert here, humans will be the ones going extinct this time, so long as we have advocates like Sebastian among us, there is still cause for hope. I also learned that the presentation space where a capstone is delivered has significance. The barn brought a different and new perspective to the amazing work that Sebastian, Kellen, Sonia, and Sadie presented. From Sonia, I learned that the beautiful art form of ballet has a challenging and unpleasant history of physical and emotional health-related issues that have long plagued their dancers. I learned, too, that community support helps dancers navigate those challenges and that fewer health issues are likely to manifest in more inclusive dance companies. From Kellen, I learned that nanotechnology is, quote, all around us, but we don't even know it, end quote, from car collision safety systems to medicine to clothing. I also learned that if you play with ratios of size relative to nanotech, as Kellen did to start this presentation, the moon can be the size of a gumball. From Sadie L., I learned or was reminded that girls rock, and that the music industry, to name one, has a long way to go to make room for female artists, producers, and engineers. 98% of music producers and sound engineers in the industry today are male. Sadie's presentation left us proudly cheering for more women in the industry. From Mina, I learned about the thalidomide scandal, the reason why phrases like wonder drug are misleading, and why FDA approval has become a much more rigorous process since the days of thalidomide. I also learned that YouTube is an excellent resource for capstone ideas, and that following a promising lead or interest is important. From Jacob, I've always known about the impact of steroids on the perception of athletes, but I learned so much from him about their effect on the human body. I learned that on a level playing surface, operating with the same technology and advancements, Jesse Owens, the 4-time Olympic gold medalist in the 1936 Games, would finish only 1 stride behind Usain Bolt if they were to race today. From Henry, I learned that the synthesis of his passion for architecture, history, and engineering integrated on the streets of Rome that are filled with some of the world's greatest architectural achievements. I learned also that Henry may make a great architect, and that his grandparents were among the first to appreciate his vision and nuance as a thoughtful and talented designer. From Nico, I witnessed courage and risk-taking, and learned that a supportive community makes all the difference. I also learned that Nico's natural athleticism makes downhill mountain biking a snap. An additional learning note, by the way, here, apparently Ms. Rochford is an excellent downhill mountain biker as well. From Max Simon, I learned that virtual reality is exponentially expanding our experience of the world. I also learned that Max has an inside edge on becoming a member of our admissions team. He's already created a 360-degree virtual reality walkthrough of several middle school classrooms. From Lena, I learned about the continual media assault that pressures young women to strive for unrealistic and unattainable standards of beauty. I learned that Lena is a powerful, positive agent for change with a strong voice and an empathic understanding of what young women need. We were able to witness the peer-to-peer affirmation among our 8th grade girls that was inspired by her capstone. From Ronan, first I learned what exactly machine learning actually is, and then I learned that machine learning is a subset of artificial intelligence that's paving the way for a second industrial revolution, where machines are both the product of and creators of industry. I learned, too, that in an existential race between humans and robots, Ronan already has a head start on his human counterparts. From Stella, I learned that nothing will stop a great capstone presentation, not even the flu. I also learned that while many know about the tragic sinking of the Titanic, we don't have an accurate understanding of why it sank. The iceberg was certainly a piece of it, but it was piece of a much larger puzzle that included shoddy framework, inferior materials, competitive timing from another cruise liner company, and much more. From Colton, I learned that the capstone experience inspires a parent's pride in their child more than might have ever seemed possible. I also learned that, strategically speaking, I'm much more drawn to the emotional relationship that an advertiser may be trying to achieve than the rational one. At least, Colton's presentation felt pretty emotional to me. From Cole, I learned that Siri and Alexa are no match for the wit of Cole's self-produced voice-commanded creation. I also learned that the creators of artificial intelligence machines are trying to incorporate the EI, emotional intelligence of humans. Perhaps someday the capacities of connection, empathy, and understanding will no longer be what distinguishes humans from machines. From Julian, I learned that public transportation is more about the people and their city, its politics, demographics, and infrastructure, than it is about the trains themselves. In the involved and lengthy journey that is Capstone, Julian delivered a strong finish, and right on time, which is more than we might say about the T. So, another year and another Capstone in the books. I am so grateful to the 8th grade for their leadership, their insight, their wisdom, and their presence. Learn, do, share. They have completed each leg of the 8th grade triad, and we are all enriched by their efforts. Thank you to the class of 2019. And to the class of 2020, here we go. Have a great weekend, everyone.